This is Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, Fernandez, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, one paragraph. This is a 79-year-old woman being admitted to hospice with dementia, sepsis, history of diabetes, pressure ulcers, sacral region, stage 4, DVT below extremity, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, history of anemia, hypertension, coronary artery disease, CHF, and dysphagia. Period. New paragraph, patient's current ailments have left her weak with almost no appetite, severe protein calorie malnutrition, evident by the worsening of her pressure ulcers, and no chance of healing them because of lack of protein, period. Patient total ADL dependent, wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient has a history of anemia. The anemia also contributes to patient's weakness and shortness of breath, period. Patient has had multiple treatments as far as the decubitus ulcers are concerned, but they have not really, there has been no improvement, and as a matter of fact, worsening and further worsening of the ulcers because of once again lack of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient has a PEC tube where she's. Patient has a enteral feeding tube, O2 dependent. It requires 2 liters of oxygen at all times. Despite the oxygen, patient's continues to be dyspneic, given the multiple reasons mentioned above, period. In the paragraph, in order to divert urine from her severe decubitus ulcer and to keep her from developing another bout of sepsis, patient has a Foley catheter in place, which will be continued with at this time, period. The 4 wounds are number 1, sacral wound, number 2, upper back pain wound, number 3, left upper back, number 2 is right upper back, number 3 is left upper back and the left elbow, number 4 and right elbow, right lower leg, right heel, left lower leg, period. Patient's family is quite aware of her grave prognosis and has chosen for patient to receive hospice care because they no longer want their loved one to be transferred to the hospital for any further testing since this causes undue hardship and severe pain on the patient, period. It has been explained to the patient that patient will never heal these wounds, and most likely sepsis would be the mechanism of her death in the future, period. Patient is hospice appropriate and expected to do poorly on hospice and most likely has less than 6 months to live, period.